Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
You know, Austria took home the Eurovision crown on Saturday night, and, well, I don't need to tell you, we didn't. Ireland failed to make it to the grand final after our semi-final performance on Thursday night. But the talking point I noticed over the weekend and social media, even just chatting to people around, that a lot of people seemed surprised, maybe you're not, that the Irish public awarded Israel 10 points during the song contest and the Irish jury handed over 7 points. And we're asking, is Ireland's support for Israel perhaps stronger than people might have realised? Kirsty Blake-Knox is a columnist at the Irish Independent. Kirsty, you were in Basel, you were attending the Eurovision Song Contest over the weekend. What was the reaction there like?
I was in Basel until Friday, so I wasn't there for the grand final, but I was there during the week. And during the week, there were protests about Israel's participation, kind of silent flag protests. And then someone disrupted the dress rehearsal by blowing whistles. And then at the grand final, two protesters did try and get on stage to kind of throw paint, but they were intercepted by security. So there was a lot. There was tension there. It wasn't as tense as it had been in Malmö the previous year. There it was very hostile. There were people like being dragged away from the stadium who were protesting, and snipers on the roof. It wasn't as intense as last year, but there were objections. And as you'll know, like, there was beforehand kind of previous Eurovision contestants kind of signed a petition saying that they didn't think Israel should participate. And I know that there were objections within RTE and calls to kind of, like, you know, boycott and things like that.
But
it is a really real talking point.
Yeah, and I suppose what you could probably take from this in terms of how the public and the jury voted, people separated the song from the politics.
Yeah, it's difficult to know. I know that, I think the song itself was sung by Yuval Raphael, and she was a survivor of the Nova Festival, and she survived by hiding under bodies of other people. And that was a really harrowing backstory, and maybe people connected with her and that backstory as a performer. I do know that a lot of people, when I was in Basel, even before the grand final, there were fans who were complaining about the voting system, because you can vote up to 20 times per device. So kind of people were saying that they weren't fans of that voting system, and they thought that the EBU should look into it. So I know that kind of fans are saying that, and a lot of fans were kind of objecting to Israel taking part as well. So so it is kind of tense, and there's a lot of conflicting kind of viewpoints out in the. But when we were in Basel, there were a lot of people who weren't happy about them taking part.
Israel came top of the audience vote, 297 points, finished second overall to Austria. Yeah. The Irish jury awarded Israel 7 points. Zoe Lawler is the chairperson of the Ireland-Palestine Solidarity Campaign. What was your reaction to that on Saturday, Zoe?
Well, I was very surprised with the public vote, and I've seen that the Spanish broadcaster is requesting an audit of the Spanish televote that Israel got during the Eurovision. So I would say there's a lot of scepticism around about that, to be honest.
But they don't believe the vote.
Well, they're asking for an audit of it from the EBU. And, like, to be honest, from our social media and from, you know, people talking to me, because obviously we've been campaigning for a boycott of the Eurovision, anyone here who's supportive of Palestine wouldn't have watched Eurovision, so they certainly wouldn't have been voting. But I would be very surprised, I'm very sceptical of that Irish vote. And the jury vote, I can't understand at all, unless they were just trying to do it as a separating politics.
I just want to cut across you for a moment. When you say you're sceptical, do you think there was some sort of voter interference or fraud interference, or is it that just that you were surprised at the level of?
I'm surprised, and I'm not saying anything about fraud, but there is a lot of speculation online as to, as your previous speaker just said, as to people voting multiple times. And as I said, the Spanish television broadcaster is requesting an audit, so it's not just kind of conspiracy theory land, if you know what I mean. But I would be very surprised that Irish people or people in Ireland would have given such a high vote to Israel. I mean, we had a national demonstration for Palestine on Saturday with tens of thousands of people on the streets, and people in Ireland are broadly supportive of Palestine. you know, and are horrified at the genocide that is going on. So I just can't see that vote. I'm just very surprised by it.
But I suppose the same question to you as to Kirsty, maybe people, and it's something we've talked about many times in the show, people have separated the song and the contest from the politics of what's happening.
I don't think so, because I don't think music or sport or art or anything exists in a separate silo from reality or from, you know, what's happening in the world. And I don't think people live like that. We don't just like have compartmentalized parts of our brain where we go, oh, that's just music and this is what's happening. You know, and even the Israeli ambassador to Ireland tweeted yesterday that the Eurovision vote shows that, you know, that the pro-Israel people, our number of people in Ireland is higher than you would think. And, you know, so it just shows that Eurovision is not treated non-politically by, say, the Israeli state. And I don't think people separate that kind of thing. I mean, you know, with the same with the boycott of South African apartheid, people understand that sport and culture are part of a state propaganda. And if you are objecting to the actions of a state, particularly right now when there's a genocide being committed, you're not going to just, you know, say, oh, this is just music. That's what I think anyway.
Ian O'Doherty, columnist at the Irish Independent, is joining us too, Zoe. Can we interpret from this, Ian, that perhaps just support is higher in Ireland for Israel than people might have anticipated? Or is that a fair assumption to make?
Well, in my experience, support is much higher. And it's the vote, both the jury and the public televote at the weekend, was a reminder that really there's two Irelands. There's the official Ireland, which is the media and politicians and academia and the NGOs. And then there's the real Ireland with real people. And they have very different views. Those two Irelands have very, very different views on an awful lot of matters. And Israel is one of them. A lot of people that I speak to are horrified by the Irish politicians' response, for example, on treatment of Israel. They were horrified to see Israel close down their embassy. They were embarrassed and ashamed of that. They're horrified at the fact that we're widely seen as being, quite frankly, the most anti-Semitic country in Europe. And so ordinary people went out and voted. And I wouldn't normally agree with anything Zoe Lawler says, quite obviously. But she's right when she says, like, that, yeah, there was a political aspect to the song and to the vote. And I mean, let's put it this way. Like, what I'd like your listeners to imagine is if there was an Irish girl who'd been at the Electric Picnic and she had to hide under dead bodies for 8 hours after a terrorist attack. And then if that Irish girl wrote a song about it and then she went to the Eurovision and she tried to perform that song and she had people spitting at her and saying they were going to cut her head off. How would we feel? How would we feel if our representative had to go through that? That's what the Israelis have to go through every day.
How do you feel about that, Zoe?
Well, I mean, as I said, we had tens of thousands of people on the street on Saturday, and as we have had for almost 2 years, the length and breadth of the country. So I don't know what people Ian is talking about. The vast majority of people in Ireland stand with Palestine. And over the course of the last few days, Israel has murdered more than 500 Palestinians. And the idea that they would, the state would be represented in a singing contest while committing a genocide, while starving people to death. And there aren't two Irelands. You know, the Ireland that stands with Palestine was represented in its tens of thousands on Saturday at our national demonstration, and is every Saturday and many days during the week at different events, actions, solidarity, protests all around the country. for almost 2 years, and obviously before that as well, support in Ireland for Palestine is very strong.
There's a text here who says it's a song contest, it's not a political statement. People don't blame the musician, it was just a good song, says this listener. Another texter tells me, I think we should do an audit of the Israeli votes. Anyone I was speaking to expressed shock at the result. If up to 20 votes can be sent from one device, it's not beyond the realms of possibility that bots were involved. It should be easy enough to carry out an audit like this. Johnny Fallon is the co-author of the Eurovision Handbook. What's your thoughts, Johnny, on this?
Well, I think, first of all, I'd say to anybody, if you're taking Eurovision to be a referendum on anything, it's always dangerous territory. But inevitably, you know, it is just a contest. And unfortunately, a lot of people who would never watch Eurovision and profess to tell you they hate it, make it very political very quickly. I think there's a very simple explanation. Eurovision has always had political votes. You know, in the past, we had General Franco being accused of bribing juries to ensure Cliff Richard didn't win the Eurovision contest in the past. It's harder to do with public votes, but what is easier with public votes is to ensure that you get your own vote organised, like any political party would. And I think there's a very simple pattern at the back of all this. You have, when any country or song or region feels that they are being attacked or that other people particularly dislike them, they double down. They become very convinced voters. They become very dedicated voters, and they make sure they want to vote, and they vote in numbers because they feel we're here to make a point. Now, generally, that would be offset by the people on the other side saying, you know, well, we support this other country, or we're on the other side of this and we are doubling down too. And then the people in the middle tend to balance it all out. But what was obvious from, I'd say, a good at least 2 months out was that there was a consistent campaign which said boycott Eurovision. I even had some messages.
Well, sure, we were talking about it here in the show.
Yeah, I'd like to have people messaging me saying, surely you're not interested in Eurovision this year, given what's happening. Now, what that actually did was that I think a huge amount of people who you would say should be on the other side of this argument were not bothered voting. And in any election, if you don't vote, you ensure somebody else votes on your behalf. You may not agree with them. I think you had a very dedicated, organised Israeli vote that felt very passionately about their position, and they made their voice heard. And I think on the other side of it, you had a lot of people boycotting, not watching, saying the whole thing is a sham, not interested in it, don't care, and not voting.
Well,
and I think that's as simple as it is, as it is in any election.
Well, we're talking about it here today for that very reason. Johnny Fallon, co-author of Eurovision Handbook, Ian O'Doherty, Zoe Lawler, Kirsty Blake Knox, thanks a million to you all for joining us in the show. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.